For the next couple of weeks on Discover the Word, we're going to be talking about something that's always been with us, but I think 2020 has added a dimension that we hadn't known before. We'll be talking about loneliness, and specifically this week, the pain of alone. Have you felt that this year? Quarantined, isolated, lonely, secluded, alone? Well, that was a problem many of us faced for all sorts of reasons before this year. But this year, I think it's touched even more of us. And so I hope you'll pull your chair up to the table and join Mark DeHaan, Elisa Morgan, Bill Crowder, and Daniel Ryan Day as they explore some sections of Scripture together that address this theme of loneliness. And if loneliness is something you're struggling with right now, well, there is hope in the title we've given this series, You Are Not Alone. Discover the Word with us next. And this is Discover the Word, the small group Bible study outreach of Our Daily Bread Ministries, where Mart and Elisa and Bill and Daniel invite you to be part of the group. Now, doing this together, we found, is a really healthy thing, and the community aspect can help with this issue of loneliness. We hope you experience some of the benefits of that too. But as we'll discuss today, loneliness can be so tough because we can feel lonely, even if in a lot of ways we are connected to others. And that's why we're going to start this series by just talking about the pain of alone and what can cause and contribute to feeling that way. As we'll see, there are lots of examples of people in Scripture that felt like we feel. And so let's get this conversation started. Elisa is going to be leading, and today she just wants to explore some of the reasons why we might be feeling the pain of alone today.
Okay, help me understand the difference between loneliness and aloneness.
You don't have to be alone to be lonely.
Whoa, Mark.
Right?
Yeah.
But you can be alone without feeling lonely.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Daniel, what do you do with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like aloneness would be being alone, and loneliness would be the feeling, emotion, or experience of feeling alone.
Good. Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty Webster-ish. Good job. Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to say it because of people who are really alone and lonely, but for some of us who have people around us, sometimes it's just so nice to be alone.
True.
And you don't feel lonely.
Solitude's another condition. What's unique about solitude?
Solitude is an isolation that's sometimes chosen, sometimes not chosen, but it's an isolation. Solitary confinement would be one thing, but maybe if you're on a personal spiritual retreat and you've gone up into the mountains to a cabin to spend a few days just alone with you and the Lord, that would be a kind of solitude that would be refreshing, or hopefully would be refreshing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a spiritual discipline that we hear about in church sometimes. So the purposeful getting away so that you can hear from God and talk with God.
There's an intentionality about the aloneness that is solitude. And the loneliness that we're touching on, and I think we're already beginning to, as we put our toes into that feeling, we're like, oh, I know what that feels like. It's a painful feeling. In fact, looking at the definition, it's a kind of a state of isolation or remoteness or separation, which I think is really interesting.
And you're talking about loneliness.
Loneliness. So there's a cut-offness to it that you can experience all by yourself, or you can experience when you're with people, you can still feel
it. People talk about being alone in a crowd.
Yeah. I was reading in a recent survey cataloged 10 of the loneliest countries in the whole world, and I was really surprised. It was Brazil, which is hugely populated, and Kenya, and guess what? The United States. Isn't that interesting? Nearly half of Americans experience the pain of aloneness that is loneliness. So it's a huge felt need, you know, something that everybody at this table, and I'm sure everybody listening, has become well acquainted with. And we're going to spend some time processing through the reality that the concept of loneliness is not new to our generation. We might think it is, but it actually is portrayed and described and included throughout the pages of the Bible. As we get started, we're going to spend the first week of our conversations on what I'm calling the pain of alone. There are actually four different conditions that Scripture describes lonely, the pain of alone. And the first condition is that the pain of alone comes as a result of not following God. Now, that might not be super surprising, and it feels a little punitive.
And you're not going to stay there, right? Because it's starting very negative.
I'm starting negative, yeah, because we're going to go other places.
And we don't
want
to imply that our friends who are feeling alone right now have necessarily brought this on themselves.
Thank you. And I think that's what we want to say. So thanks for revealing the big idea. That's the take-home, Mart.
Okay.
You're going to see in Scripture the pain of alone that comes from disobedience in some favorite Bible characters, you know, who struggled with it. And we're going to see God's response to them too. But let's just for a minute touch on that reality. When we turn ourselves against God or away from God, we might experience the pain of alone. So let's look first at Psalm 25. And Daniel, I'm going to have you get this one.
Okay.
Psalm 25, verses 16 to 19. This is a psalm of David who's expressing that he's lonely and he's afflicted. And he mentions deliverance of sin. What do you see there, Daniel?
Yeah, verse 16 says, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted." And then he describes that as the troubles of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
He asks to be freed from anguish. So this is obviously something that's affecting him emotionally deeply. He calls it affliction. He calls it distress.
And in verse 18, he says,
and take away all my sins.
Good. Okay. So something's happened there with David. We don't know exactly the circumstance, but he's blown it.
And to Mark's point, that doesn't mean every time you're lonely, it's because you've blown
Thank
it spiritually.
You. Thank you.
But that is a possibility. That sometimes happens.
And I am starting there because I kind of want to deal with that and then put it aside, because that can happen when we're running from God. Mm-hmm. We might experience loneliness.
Yeah.
David
That's right.
did.
And in verse 19, he says, "See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me." So his sins are definitely a part of the story, but also he's under some kind of attack.
Great.
And that's causing him to feel alone.
Yeah.
Too.
And Daniel, that kind of leads us into another situation in which we can experience the pain of the alone, and that is when we are actually obeying God. When we are following God, we can also experience the pain of alone.
Yeah, sometimes an even worse kind of aloneness, because you feel like you're being punished for doing the right thing.
Exactly. Yes. In fact, maybe if we think about Jesus in Mark 1, and I think Luke says in Luke 5, that Jesus often went to solitary places to pray, or I think Luke describes them as he went to lonely places to pray, to be alone with the Father. And we certainly know he was deserted by different disciples. You know, he was mocked and ridiculed. Jesus, I think, experienced the pain of alone.
Yeah, and I don't want to get ahead of you, but it seems like he really was probably most lonely in some of the most intense, intimate choices on his part to trust the Father, right?
Yes. In fact, during the week, we're going to look at how loneliness affected him physically and how emotionally and how in every part of his life, but in the crescendo of his act on the cross for us, where he truly was alone.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another situation. We can experience the pain of alone as a result of grief. I'm thinking of Lamentations 1. Maybe, Bill, could you grab just the first couple of verses of Lamentations 1 and listen to this verbiage?
First of all, Lamentations is a lament, which is a cry of sadness and grief all by itself. So, and this is how Jeremiah, I guess, opens the book of Lamentations. "How deserted lies the city once so full of people. How like a widow is she who once was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night. Tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers there is no one to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies."
So Lamentations is a book of grief over the fall and the demise of Jerusalem. No one, that phrase is used five times in 22 verses. But we see in there the loneliness that accompanies grief. Okay, one more place, and this is going to echo back to what you just brought up, Mart. Jesus' experience of loneliness, the pain of alone as a result of separation. Of being cut off. And we're going to really focus in on this because the answers to God's provision in loneliness that we'll look at next week are going to come with all that he's done to make sure that we never have to be alone again. But in order to accomplish that, the Son of God, Jesus, experienced loneliness, the pain of alone, through separation from his father. So, Mart, since you brought it up, and I'm so glad you did, could you grab Matthew 27, verses just 45 and 46, and listen to the pain of alone?
The heading is the death of Jesus. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?"
That phrase, why have you abandoned me, forsaken me, deserted me?
Does it mean that Jesus was actually abandoned by God, or that he experienced what we're talking about, which is loneliness, the feeling of being abandoned by God?
Yeah, because as he was bearing our sin, mm-hmm. which has with it a sense of departing mm-hmm. from our God,
yeah.
that there was this intense awareness
yeah.
as he was no longer able to sense the Father's presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how powerful it is for us to understand that he did experience it, that we might be mm-hmm. rescued from it. It's incredible.
And that's where Jesus even can relate to mm-hmm. us in our moments mm-hmm. of feeling like God isn't there.
So in all these scenarios, whether you're following God or not following God, or you're in grief, or you're feeling separated from God, the reality is that God himself, Jesus Christ, understands the pain of alone and actually provides a solution that we'll be able to bear it.
Yeah, and that loneliness, that pain of alone, is so real and powerful, isn't it? But like Elisa said, we are never really alone, even in our loneliness. That's the promise of where this series is headed, even in this first week, as we acknowledge some different aspects of the pain of alone. Well, you're listening to Discover the Word and day one of a brand new series called You Are Not Alone. Elisa Morgan is leading the group during this series alongside Mart DeHaan, Bill Crowder, and Daniel Ryan Day. And for these next 10 days, we're going to be covering a topic that really is so universal, and I think so especially relevant in these days when many people have been told to stay home, not go out, and not interact with people in the same way. Well, loneliness has only increased over these last few months. And so we're going to look at examples in Scripture that show that loneliness really isn't a new problem. And then next week, we'll really dig into the protection and provision that God has provided in our loneliness. And if you missed any part of today's program or you miss any parts of the series, you can catch up online at discovertheword.org. Or if you're looking for an even easier way to be part of the conversations, you can have Discover the Word sent to your smartphone or tablet each day through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Just open up your favorite podcasting app, search for Discover the Word, and then hit subscribe or follow. And then be sure to give us a 5-star rating on that as well so that others can discover the Word with us too. Well, these daily Bible studies through Discover the Word have been freely available for decades because friends like you freely give. And when you give, you're helping to create a lasting legacy and provide conversations like these for generations to come. You can support Discover the Word by going online to our website at discovertheword.org. Click Donate. That's discovertheword.org. Well, the team touched on the fact that you can feel lonely in a room full of people. There's a deeper connection that we all long for, to be heard and to be understood and to be accepted. So next time on Discover the Word, Mart, Elisa, Bill, and Daniel will talk about the pain of relational loneliness and the provision that God has provided. I'm Brian Hedinga, inviting you to join us again Tuesday right here on Discover the Word. Discover the Word is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.